Hi, and welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, a podcast where 3 minute and 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the news to the balance and all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. My name is Conrad, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Dahita Work.
A co-host, Dahita Work. Co-host.
And Vance Helsing Gaming.
What's up?
So, launch week, it happened. Holy shit, I never thought it was going to come here. How have you guys been?
I've been good for the most part. There's one big gripe, and I think it's the biggest gripe in the whole community. I'm sure we'll get to it. I won't say it right now. Yep. But yeah, it's been fun, though. I'm enjoying characters. I'm having a good time.
I mean, the game is fun, but I mean, my grandma died last week, so that was that was rough. So that was not a fun way to spend Thanksgiving. But
yeah, that is the worst.
Oh, no, I didn't even put that together, that was like right around holidays.
So the shitty thing about this too is I'm gonna go into a little bit of detail about my personal life. So it's my stepdad's mom, but my stepdad and my mom have been together since I was like six, so she's my grandma. So my grandma passes on Black Friday, and then my stepdad gets a call on like Saturday or Sunday that his best friend is now in the hospital with like some respiratory infection. It's at the same hospital. It's in the same room, and it's the same doctor. And
it is
the worst like case of fate or whatever you want to call it on the planet. But thankfully he's in a medically induced coma from last I recall. And
I didn't know that's a really bad respiratory infection.
But he was able to squeeze my stepdad's hand. So he's somewhat there, and he's doing better than how it started.
Okay, if you're religious out there, keep Vance and stepdad's friend in your prayers. And if you're not, keep them in your thoughts if you don't mind.
We appreciate
that. So this was launch weekend. In terms of like playing the game, you guys been having fun with it?
Yeah, even losing, I have fun.
I have fun in the games that I'm not lagging horrendously. But yes, I am enjoying it thoroughly.
Yeah, awesome. I want to talk kind of because we previously in our episodes we have been doing like this countdown and going over all the news drops up to launch, and like we lied once again to anybody watching our podcast and didn't do a weekly episode. It has been another couple weeks since our last episode, and since then there was just so much dropped in that last week leading up to launch that we really it's too much to really cover in a little bit here. So I kind of want to talk in broad strokes about how you guys feel they handled the whole month leading up to launch and the way they built up hype and community and everything they did. What do you guys think about like how they handled that?
I think it was done really well. I mean, it gave us news and information every day leading up to it, and it revealed something new the entire like month that it was being built up. It wasn't just, you know, oh, get prepared to use, you know, the same characters we saw from the beta. They were like, hey, here's some gameplay of like Wolverine and of Black Widow. And it was like, oh, okay, this is legitimate like new information that we're all getting all at once.
What about you, Dieter? How did you like that month?
I think, everything leading up to the game release was wonderful. Like the Discord interactions, the little giveaways and the little like games and stuff they did for everybody. That was really cool. I was hoping they would spread out the last heroes a little more than they did. They kind of just dropped them all on it. To their credit, though, that was pretty smart, because I think that has a lot to do with the high volume they have in players right now. It was great. It was a good rollout. And opening day was pretty great. Yeah. I didn't have to wait.
I think it was like a masterclass in like hype building, honestly. And I hated a lot of the things you said, Dieter, work about like they didn't release the new characters at a pace I liked. They waited to the last 5 days, but that last 5 days was incredibly fucking hype. I was having trouble going to sleep. I was like, fuck, right around the corner. Like I want to play so bad. Like Yeah, and like the characters they released, that was cool. I want to talk about that fucking the launch trailer. That was super fucking hype.
We got some news in that too. A lot of little hints, little giblets.
What did you guys think about that? And that like the song that played.
Like, oh yeah, fire. Yeah, the song was fire. I listened to it actually a couple times because they released the video, like the song itself, like not too long afterwards. But yeah, great like build up, good like story building. It was tight.
I liked it. I remember watching it, but I don't remember anything from it. Granted, I've had a lot of crap going on, but
So the
launch trailer like was like five. They released that 5 days before when they started doing the new hero every day. That last 5 days, and in that launch trailer, it played a fire ass fucking anime song and anime ass song. It's not from any anime. We're gonna talk about the song here in a second, but it revealed the last five characters that they were gonna release. Also, that one day, and then like, yeah, that was like the Squirrel Girl, Iron Fist, Black Widow, Cloak and Dagger, Wolverine, just all released. Like, hey, these are the last five heroes all at once. Super fucking hype, yeah. But so I do want to talk about that song. That song rivals to the end. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but Danny Koo, who is like the executive producer of the game or something like that, he's like high up there. He is also the creator of Luna Snow, wrote and directed that song.
Yeah. So,
really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So I'm talking about putting everything into your art. That's respectable, man.
Yeah, dude. And that song hyped me up so much, I went and I bought the fucking vinyl for it. They were selling.
Oh, shit. Like, fucking you have a record player?
Hell no, but I'm going to put the vinyl on my wall. Some shit.
Jesus.
I got one of them. I love
them. I gotta open it up. It's a collectible. You know, I gotta open up like and cut the packaging on that fucking thing, you know?
Hell no, yeah, you gotta keep that. It saved or keep it enclosed so that way when
how much was it? I might fucking pick up one.
$30.
Oh, that's not I mean that's the basic. Hell yeah.
Give it 35, 40 years and you know, as Marvel will continue to grow as an IP, that'll become a $700 collector's item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and honestly, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was thinking that, like, I'm not actually worried about, you're talking about the IP, I'm not worried about Marvel Rivals dropping because Marvel is one of the biggest IPs in the world, so they're gonna do what they can to make people love this game, and I mean, the dude who they got ahead of it seems like he's got his head on the shoulder, so, yeah.
It's been going pretty good. Alright, so next thing I want to talk about is, like, let's talk about the last five characters that were added, and let's just go over them quickly. I'm sure anybody watching knows what they does. So if you guys have any questions about what they do, let me know. But let's just rate how we feel each of them is in the game. And like how strong they are, how cool their base skin is, whatever. So let's start with Squirrel Girl. Very basic breakdown. Squirrel Girl, shoot acorns that bounce off walls and do explosion damage. She has the acorn she can throw and stun. She has a tail jump bounce. And one of her abilities resets. Doesn't reset her cooldown, but let her use her abilities again. So you can time it. Like, if you only have, like, 2 seconds left on your cooldown, you could pop that, throw an acorn, then throw a second acorn real quick, like, boop, boop, or double jump, boop, boop, and, real quick.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yep. Pretty cool. And then her ult, she unleashes Squirrel Stampede. So what do you guys think of Squirrel Girl? Overall, like, and how strong do you think she is?
I don't think she's super strong, honestly, but she's fun. Like, I was killing, like, I just chucking acorns down lane, like, it's Junkrat 2.0, honestly.
I haven't played her, and I haven't, like, when I see her in game, she's never, like, obscenely strong, but she's just, I feel like she's well balance so far, like, but I think that's because nobody's figured out how to break her yet. I think it's due.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen either a Squirrel Girl just own a lobby. I just haven't seen it. I'm sure they can, but like, I haven't even gotten killed. I don't think I've ever died to a Squirrel Girl. Then again, I do play so much Cloak and Dagger. I just use the invulnerability and fly away. You know,
bye bye.
But I don't think I do. Also, I want to say, in terms of Squirrel Girl's aesthetics, for some reason, Nettie's made her thick. That is like, holy shit.
Yeah, we did. Know? And Black Widow.
Now, hang on. All before right, we so... before we move on, how old is Squirrel Girl before we start, like...
She's like a college. 34. She's college age, I think. Well, oh, because, really? Like, yeah, well, but, and I only say this because she has a team up with Spider-Man, and it's about them being, like, in college together.
Oh,
and they know each other that way. So,
All right, but, so we're good to fantasize about Squirrel Girl then.
Yeah, yeah, we're good to think. But you're good. Another interesting thing is, like, apparently Squirrel Girl is just, like, super strong canonically, or, like, not even super strong, but apparently she has defeated, like, Thanos by herself.
She's
just, like, one-on-one. I said this to someone. Oh, yeah, my Bobby was in fucking town, and I was talking to Bobby about Squirrel Girl, and my Bobby's like, of course she could. Do you know how many squirrels there are in the world? And she's just like...
Yeah, that is true. They definitely outnumber us.
Even if Thanos snapped half of them away, that's still a fuck ton of squirrels.
A lot of squirrels, dude. A lot of squirrels. All right.
Hang on, I got a soundbite for that, if I can find it real quick. Hang on. Alright, never mind, it broke. Disregard.
All right, no soundbite. Disregard.
So then, after Squirrel Girl, they did the Iron Fist. Real quick breakdown on Iron Fist. He punches, he has a lunge, that's an automatic lunge. He has a block that if he blocks, he gains extra health, and then he can, it pretty much enhances his auto attacks, and he does the pa 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 thing right after his block. He has a dragon kick where he spins and kicks that does more damage the lower the people are. And he has a... God damn it, can't get out of here. And he has a meditation where he heals himself, and anything he overheals becomes shields or extra health. In his alt, he becomes a living embodiment of chi, and it increases his melee and stuff, and it also like gives him like 3-second cooldowns on his defense pow 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 ability. So, what did you guys think of Iron Fist?
Love Iron Fist. Hate playing against him. Love playing him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any issues playing against him, but I haven't played him yet.
I have issues as a support player, especially if I'm like solo supporting and the Iron Fist just targets me out. It's like I have to. There's just that interaction, right? Because like if you're playing like Luna Snow or someone and you're trying to solo heal and no one's peeling for you, and the Iron Fist comes and he's holding on to his block for your stun or your icicle, so like you have to play that fucking mind game, like old Gen or like when you fight Genji or something in like Overwatch. That's my problem with him. It's just like I'm the target as the support player for the fucking Iron Fist that's coming in the background. In terms of where I find him, I don't think he's like outrageously strong. I think outside of his block cooldown, he's kind of weak.
Yeah, but... Spider-Man's still a better dive.
Yeah,
still harder to deal with.
But I
played against a good one though. He beat the shit out of me. It was disrespectful. I was like, man.
Yeah, I think he's also a character that as people get better at the game and get better with their timings and gauges and all that stuff.
Learning all the little tricks and cancels, animation cancels and stuff.
Yeah, he's gonna. I think he's gonna up in value. The stonk. Go. Okay. So after that, Black Widow. Black Widow has a relatively really simple kit. She's got a sniper rifle. Everybody was concerned about her one-shotting. She can't one-shot. She does 240 damage on a headshot, which will leave the lower end squishies at like 10 health, but can kill Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner, you're fucked.
Fuck you.
But everybody else, no one shot. She has batons, electrifying batons, and she has a kick. And if she lands a kick, she can shoot a grapple at the enemy and like kick him again.
And I didn't know that.
Her ult is a kind of a.
Orb ult, almost like.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't think it's strong. Right, yeah. I mean, it is strong because if you can get everybody grouped up, but it shoots a big old blast. It does mediocre damage and causes a big slow. It's a big fucking slow, though.
Yeah,
it's like super, like fucking walking through mud kind of fucking. Yeah. So, but that's Black Widow. What do you guys think? How do you guys feel about her?
She ain't very strong, I don't think. I figured she would be a lot more of an issue, like the way they were talking, but. No,
that's
and I don't like playing her either. It's not fun.
Yeah, So I am the one shot fanatic, and Black Widow just is disappointing. Like, it's, I wanted to click heads, and I can't even do that with her, and it's disappointing.
I mean, I'm happy it's not a like a just a one shot that requires like no charge or timing or anything like that. And I think she can carry a lobby. My issue is like with the insane amount of movement and stuff in Marvel Rivals, like, which is more movement than the game like Overwatch, where just like everybody has fucking movement abilities. It's like everybody's fucking fast. Like landing those shots is hard. Like I was trying to play Widow just whiffing, just like whiff. Like, yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah, so I'm sure like a good Widow will fuck you up, but I just don't think people are used to the game yet or good enough at her.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably right. Accurate.
Yeah. Cloak and Dagger was after them. They were the only strategist revealed in the last 10 characters. I really like Cloak and Dagger. I've been playing a lot of them. So Dagger, her Life Force daggers can heal, bounce, and do a little bit of splash healing too. She has the E, the Life Force wall. Anything that gets that the wall passes through gets healed a little bit, and then they get a healing amp on them. And she has a on her right click, she can throw down a AoE healing field. Right, her shift transforms her into Cloak. Cloak zucks people like Moira does, except he doesn't get healed from it. It just zucks. His right click is a teleportation where he pretty much it's like a Suzu invulnerability where everybody that's in the area becomes invulnerable for a second and they get enhanced movement speed. And Cloak can also fly during that. And he also has a wall. Anything that passes to that wall takes damage and they get a vulnerability applied to them where they take like 8% increased damage from all sources. So kind of like a Zenyatta Discord, but not not as strong.
Doesn't it also like blind almost?
Yes, it does blind.
Yep, that is super annoying. I get hit by that all the time, and it's so freaking annoying.
It's like anything outside of 10 meters. Like, you can see 10 meters in front of you. So if like if it's a melee character, they see you. Like, you're right in front of you. You can't blind them. But if it's like anything with like a gun and they're far enough and you hit them with that, yeah, they can't see you. But, and their ultimate is they become one, and I think it's a really weak ult. I don't, or maybe I'm just not good at using it yet, but they do three dashes, and they leave behind some goop on the floor in their dashes, and standing in that goop damages enemies and heals allies.
You can, like, make a shape, right, and it fills in?
Yeah, that's what I do, is I can, I just triangle. I triangle it most of the time. Yeah, that's most of what I do is I triangle, like, where my team's fighting so they get the heal, because I think the healing is better than the damage, like, the sustain from it. Or or sometimes I've used it to be aggressive and just triple dash to point because I know I need to take it or get the point on time. Yeah, there's a couple uses. I think hard ult to use, like, kind of weak, but I think everything else in their kit is so strong that that's fine, that they have a relatively weaker ult. What do you guys think?
I don't think I have ever, like, actually seeing Cloak and Dagger's ult. Like, I have never noticed anything on the floor. I don't know if it's just because I don't know what to look for right now. Like, every ability, like, I hear the call outs and I hear the audio cues. I'm like, okay, somebody's doing something. I don't see what's going on, so sure, hopefully it's doing what it's supposed to.
I do have one major complaint about Cloak and Dagger outside of their ult, and that is every one of their auto attacks as Cloak and Dagger are auto aim. And even Dagger, like the Cloak, the zucking, that's fine. I do have problems with the auto aim and healing on Dagger, and like they're small. Her heals are small outside of her amp and her, like, outside of her cooldowns. Her healing isn't that great, but it's still auto aim, and like, you know, you can do annoying things. Like, Iron Man's in the sky, you just throw him up there and it'll fucking track him down. Like, it won't do a lot of damage to Iron Man, but it's enough to piss him off and, like, scare him away.
Get out of here, you dumbass.
But that's my big problem. Auto-aim on that. I think they should be hit-scan. And, this is my thoughts on it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I haven't played her enough, but, like, I mean, I've seen you play her. You carry games, so I hate to say that shit, but, yeah, like, pretty strong character.
You want to talk about him carrying games? He is so proud of his fucking Luna Snow intro. Or
dude,
outro.
That,
I know. He told me too. He's like, watch this.
He's so proud of it.
Dude, that MVP thing for Luna Snow, like her skin and the diamond dress, that is peak. That's fucking peak. That's like her walking down the stairs and everybody's like taking pictures and she's like, hearts. And I fucking love that shit. It's fucking, peak. All right. And after Cloak and Dagger, they showed Wolverine. Everybody was really hoping for a Vanguard. Nah, duelist. Wolverine's a duelist.
5'4" Wolverine.
5'4", comic book accurate. Mike. Yeah. So Wolverine, let's go. I didn't talk about the team ups. We'll talk about the team ups after this. Wolverine. So. First thing you need to know is his auto attack. He's a melee character, right? Makes sense. He has a dive where he can dive in, and it's on like a 12-second cooldown, and he can kidnap people with that dive. Like he can grab them and take them with him. It's pretty cool. When he comes out of the dive, he has increased attack speed. He also has on his right click another movement ability, is like little fucking X slash. And that's his traversal ability. That's on like a 4-second cooldown, so we can use that quite a bit. His E has a He yells, and he takes 50% less damage, right, for a couple of seconds. So he can tank a lot of stuff because he's at 300 health with that. So he can, like, tank certain ults and stuff at full health. If he dies, and this is on, like, a 2-minute cooldown or something like that, probably, like, 90 seconds or something, it's a relatively long contact, but it comes down the more you kill people or assist with kills, is his regenerative healing, where if he falls below zero while his passive is up, he starts healing. And that turns into health, right? So he's got like a second life. He also builds Berserker's Rage when he takes damage or does auto attacks. And if you don't know this, his auto attack damage is rather low, like on his thing, it's really low. What's really cool about Wolverine is he does percentage based health based on the target's maximum health, and his own rage meter. So the higher he does rage, he does more damage, but all his damage is based on, so the more HP the target has, the more damage his attacks do to him, like their max HP. So he's a tank shredder. he kills fucking tanks. What do you guys think of Wolverine?
Yeah, I haven't played with him or against him enough to have a good opinion on him, honestly.
We didn't talk about his ultimate.
It sounds cool. Ultimate. Go ahead.
His ultimate knocks people up in the sky, and then he crashes down.
Beautiful. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's a problem at all. I think the melee characters are struggling, honestly, like gameplay wise overall. But
I cannot stand Wolverine when I play against him, because you know, being the Hawkeye main, he just sees me and he's like, "Ooh, lunch," and just dives me, and I'm like, "Well, I'm gonna knock you back one time, and you're gonna charge right back in 4 seconds later." All right.
Charge up that headshot.
It's a hell of a lot harder than you think.
It is. I know. I was playing them. I was like, oh my God, this is not like playing Hanzo at all.
Dude,
the arrows are different.
I don't really have a problem with Wolverine. I think he's one of the weaker melee characters, to be honest.
For sure. Yeah.
Because like, and the way I see it is like, he doesn't have a get out really. Like he's all in, 100% in.
Go.
So like, so what happens is he has to use his shift. He has to use a shift to engage or die, or engage or get out, right? So getting in there, you die due to range damage, right? Trying to sneak into the back line all quietly. Like, you just get shot and poked down before you get to the back line. Or you shift in, and then you don't have an escape tool if it doesn't go to your plan. So I think that's kind of why he's weak. Now, I think he's better by 50% easily with these teamed up with the Hulk. Because the Hulk gives them a get-in option where he throws the motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Have you not seen it? It doesn't get used in quick play a lot, but, like, I've been watching streamers do it, and they've had a lot of success with it, where, like, that's their team-up, is the Hulk, or Wolverine jumps on the Hulk, and the Hulk fucking throws him, the fastball special. So you could use that to fucking engage. And the Hulk can also, like, carry him around and jump with him in his hands and stuff, so yeah. That gives them an in, and then he can... I've been seeing Necros play, and they'll, like, throw him in, and he'll turn around, and he'll shift and grab someone with his shift. And, like,
oh, my God.
And, like, kidnap them. Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah.
Dude,
he's over there. Now he's over here.
Dude, I'm going to start playing the Hulk, and just to, like, when I get a Wolverine to throw him off the map.
Get the fuck out of here. So the Hulk controls it?
The Hulk controls the throw, but the Wolverine has a lot of control mid-sky. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Come here, Wolverine.
What do you guys think? There was a lot of hate on Wolverine's look, like being in the jacket and stuff, but like, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't awful.
Look, being a 5 foot four king myself, I appreciate that they are representing the short kings out here, you know?
I was talking about his look. Like, they were mad he wasn't in the superhero costume and he was just like wearing jeans, tennis shoes, and like,
he's fine.
I thought he looked good. I mean, he was super hyped to see there at the end. I'm a little bit disappointed. I think he's boring. I'm going to say it. I think in game, the way he plays, boring.
Yeah, it's literally just jump in, slash a bunch of times, and you either kill somebody or you're gonna die. Dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it boring. All right. Let's talk about the other team ups real quick before we move on. So Luna Snow has a team up with. Oh, let's go back all the way back. Squirrel Girl has a team up with Spider Man. If they're together, Squirrel Girl gets an extra ability where she does the fucking like Sandy from fucking SpongeBob, and she throws the fucking acorn lasso, and it's another CC. So she can CC you three times. She can throw that, CC you. Then when you come free of that, throw an acorn at you, reset that cooldown, and throw another acorn at you. So she can stun lock you. Yeah,
like six seconds of CC. Great.
Yeah.
Interactive gameplay.
That's some bullshit, but, like, I haven't seen it happen yet. We'll see if it comes out of the way. Luna Snow has a team up with the Iron Fist, where the Iron Fist gives Luna an ability that it's a knockback, and knockback enemies, and it also heals yourself and allies. Kind of really useful if you're getting dived, honestly. It gives Luna a little bit more survivability. Cloak and Dagger have a team up with Black Widow has a team up with Hawkeye. If they're on the same team, Black Widow gets a weakened version of Hawkeye's ultimate on a 30-second cooldown where she can see after images and shoot them. Boom, boom, boom. So
I question that because I feel, because I was playing a Black Widow one time when there was a Hawkeye on our team. And I couldn't see the after images, like, I didn't have an extra ability. I think it's when Hawkeye casts his ult, you can also see it, I thought.
No, it's on your C key, and it's on, like, a 30-second cooldown. At least I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Anybody, Well, we'll double-check after this. Cloak and Dagger has a team-up with Moon Knight, and it might be the weakest team-up in the game, where they give Moon Knight and an extra ability where he casts a sphere, and it's like a circle, and inside that circle, Moon Knight's invisible, but just keep shooting there, and you're likely to fucking hit him eventually, you know? No. So, like, I don't think it's good at all. And like we talked about, Wolverine has a team-up with the Hulk, where the Hulk throws him. Coolest team-up in the game. It's the only one that requires input from both parties. So, the way I think it works, I haven't actually played it myself, but from what I've seen, is the Hulk initiates it on the Wolverine, and they're like, I'm ready. And then the Wolverine also has to reciprocate with a button press to give consent to being
Hey, at least you have to get consent, all right? It's just no unwilling throws.
Yeah, the Hulk can't just pick you up and toss you,
But he can lie.
So let's get into the topic that I'm pretty sure is at the forefront of the community conversation now that the game's been out for like 3 days. These two topics are about the topic are kind of intertwined. So let's talk about the first one. 10 releases since the last beta. 10 new characters since the last beta for people in America. And 8 of those were duelists. One Vanguard being Captain America and one strategist being Cloak and Dagger. How do you guys feel about that? I do want to say now Duelist has they have more roles or more people in the Duelist category than Strategist and Vanguard's put together. So.
Yeah. I don't know why they did that, honestly. That was... Maybe they're doing it just to give us something to make us feel better. Like, I don't know. But, like, they should have learned from Overwatch. Like...
I mean, but isn't Overwatch the same way? Like, it's you have more DPS than you do healers and
Yeah, but they have roll walk.
Yeah, not put together. I think how it is right now, it's something along the lines of there's 14, there's 33 characters, and 14 of those are strategists and supports, are strategists and vanguards, and the rest are all duelists. Yep. So over half the roster is duelists. And I do want to say, so like they did talk about this in the Discord. And they want people to get away from like this idea of like you have to play these roles together all the time or whatever. Like you have to have this even thing. And their goal for duelists is to be like more sustainable, more play by yourself kind of thing. So that's why there's so many of them. And they're like, they don't want a traditional like DPS. Like they're more sustained than a typical DPS or something like that, which is cool in cases like Wolverine and Iron Fist, where they have these abilities to give them extra health and give them more sustain, but you can't make that same argument with characters like Black Widow, who are just 250 squish.
Yeah. So, that's not sustainability. Mm-hmm. That's still like your standard just DPS, and if I don't get heals, I'm dead on cooldown.
Mm-hmm. So the way I see it is having over half the roster being duelist leads us into our other problem, which is people are going to want to play duelist and nothing but duelist because they have the most characters, the most some of the most fun characters, and that's what I want to talk about is role queue and how you guys have been impacted by the lack of it.
I have started last picking my role, like, because you know the first few games that I played I was like, all right, instant lock in Hawkeye, I'm gonna get my Hawkeye games in. But as the days have progressed, it is now, all right, I'm waiting to see what the other, you know, four DPS are going to be. And am I going to be playing a Vanguard or am I going to be playing a Strategist? There's no other options here.
Yeah, if you want to win, you gotta have a tank and your supports and nobody wants to do it.
I'll even go on the edge here, and I'll say that you need two supports or two strategists to win a game. Because the problem is, if the enemies are any smart and they see you're solo supporting, you're dead. You're dead. Your team's dead. Yeah, but I have a big problem with that. The last couple of days, it was all right on launch day, but the last couple of days especially, you log into the game, four DPS insta-locks almost every time. Then like one support and maybe a tank. Sometimes people won't even pick tank, but that's the big one. Vanguards. No one wants to play Vanguard. And what do you guys think about it? Role queue, no role queue. What are your thoughts on role queue?
Oh, role queue. Man, that's no other answer.
You have to have it at this point. Otherwise, it's gonna be what we have now for the entirety of the season. Which hopefully, once season one officially starts, that it'll start to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys think if there are more Vanguards and strategists, people will be more incentivized to play them, or do you think people are going to do what people have always done and instant lock DPS characters because they're the heroes in their own story?
I think if you give us, it just feels like the Vanguards and the strategists all kind of relatively play the same. There's no like the one exception is like Venom. Venom is like the one exception of like, okay, he's probably fun to play because he swings around and he's, you know, diving in and doing all this. Everybody else is kind of like, okay, if I'm playing Vanguard, I'm just in the front soaking damage, and I'm hoping to God that my strategists are healing me. That's about it. And the same with strategist, it's like, okay, I'm gonna give a damage amp or I'm going to just constantly spam heal. And there's no real exciting gameplay side of those two.
Yeah, I find the strategist really fun to play. But then again, like I personally don't heal bot when I play strategist. I do stupid shit and I try to get as many kills as I can. Or as you guys know, seeing all my MVP screens in your games. I agree. I think role queue is an absolutely necessary evil, or some system. I'm not even saying role queue, but a min one max three system like Overwatch was trying to test might be an answer, because you have to have a tank. If you don't have a tank, unless everybody on your team is significantly better than the other team, which you're not gonna happen if the matchmaker is working properly, you're or the MMR system is working properly, you're not going to be able to win without Vanguard. Or you're forcing some other asshole who never plays Vanguard to be a Vanguard for you, then getting mad when it goes horribly wrong, when it's like his first day on fucking the Hulk or something.
Hello, yeah. That's me. I'm that guy.
Dude, and I know there's a lot of heat around the conversation where some people think that role queue is what killed Overwatch, and that the game was way better beforehand, and that Marvel Rivals should never go to role queue, and they have these systems in place to avoid that. But I think you're also a selfish prick if you instant lock DPS, blame someone else, and never swap. So
I agree. So, yeah. Also, I like how you say pardon my French to call somebody a selfish prick, and we've dropped the F-bomb at least seven times.
Yeah, but not in an insulting way. So.
All right, sure. All
right. So, yeah, that's it.
Day two of Rivals, like, I just want you to know that.
I don't want to get into the role queue topic too much along, because we could talk about it forever. And and we all agree on it anyways. We'll have to get like a guest who sees it differently from us to have any kind of real thing. But that is something that's not going to go away. It's going to be a conversation forever. I think the only thing Marvel Rivals can do is up their release of Strategist and Vanguards and hope that there's some of those click. Like, I know Ultron is leaked to be a Strategist. And it seems like Mr. Fantastic is linked to be a tank. So, like, maybe those characters are super fun in a way that brings people to that role. But I just think in any game ever that's had a system where there's the three roles, the DPS duelist kind of position is what everybody wants to fucking play. And I know queue times are the big argument, like, for DPS players not being able to queue because of how long it takes to queue. Pick another role. I guess. Yeah. Sorry. And then, in my opinion, it just ruins the experience for everybody else. And then people are like, calm down. It's fucking quick play. No, I want to win. I'm sorry. But that's why I'm playing this game. It's not so you can have fun. It's so I can have fun in a competitive environment and do well. And since comp has only been released a couple hours ago, when I'm only going to play comp from now on because of the role queue issues. I'm sorry. That's what's fun for me is trying. So
weird, you want to try in the video. Yeah.
What a sweat.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully Null's a Vanguard.
They did show his character model. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I want it.
So the new maps. Let's talk about those. Do you guys have a favorite?
I like the Black Panther one quite a bit. Oh, are there two separate maps?
Yeah, one of them's Escort and one of them's Domination.
I think I like the King of the Hill one the best.
I don't really have a favorite right now. I mean, I know the Domination of Wakanda, I have only seen the third map one time. So I played it for the first time today, and I was like, I don't know where fucking anything is.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about, how do you guys like how every map has different mechanics?
That's pretty cool.
And what I mean about this is, like, for example, the Hydra base map, the Domination map, as when it hits like certain percentages, the map physically changes.
Yeah, and the walls move and will crush you. And as Conrad and I have found out numerous times, there are various pits in many of the maps. We'll just be walking along and be like, oh, there's a pit.
I haven't learned edges yet. For sure. So in the Wakanda maps, destroying the environments like angers the gods, if you didn't know that. So that's why, like, when a certain, like, there's a, like, a meter somewhere that I don't think you can see it, that fills up, and like, depending on which god is in that map, but like, you'll piss off the Wakandan god, and there will be like map effects. So I think there's three of them. One of them causes the fog. So if you've been playing the game and there's a fog and you can't see any shit, it's on a Wakanda map, and they did that on purpose. It's enough environment has been destroyed to piss off that god. There's another one where it causes like the winds that you can fly on, so even characters without mobility can fly.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Like, that one. And there's also one where you're like, piss off the fire god, and there's like AoE damage. It's not a lot. It's like
20-30
damage, and like little fireballs will pop up or like throughout the map. So how do you, and in Klentar, you can shoot the symbiotes on the map and like create walls and pathways. So
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've done it by accident enough times and cut off my fucking entryway into a fight, and I'm like, well, guess I'm going around.
So what do you guys think about that, like, in the terms of, like, the map design and, like, how each map
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, I think. I like it. I've never experienced anything like that in a game, so that's pretty cool.
I feel like it's going to get to a point where people are going to be more familiar with the destructive environments, and they are going to actively, like, try and destroy to, like, especially in the Wakanda maps, to, if the specific god is there, just be like, oh, wind? This is perfect for, you know, a Hawkeye or a Black Widow or whatever, and be like, okay, we need to optimize to set up this and set up these plays. So I think it adds an extra layer of skill, or at least, like, knowledge of the game.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I think it's really interesting. I think it makes it really hard to learn the maps because they are so dynamic. So, like, that's one of those things that come with time, though. Learning the maps, learning where the health packs are. There's only 8 of them, so I don't think it's that bad. So I want to talk about monetization of the game. Are you guys familiar with the monetization?
Computer, turn the lights on in the office.
Have you guys taken a look through, like, the monetization and stuff?
Oh,
like that,
yeah.
Like different currencies. What do you guys think about it? Like, just overall, it's not bad. How the game is monetized.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's fairly cheaper than most games.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just grabbing the water.
Oh, I haven't seen anything that I have felt the absolute need to spend money on. And
you're not even going to get a Hawkeye skin?
I was looking at, like, the cyber skin for him, and, I mean, it's cool and all, but I like his original design. I like everybody's original design, so I don't feel the absolute desire to go out and buy a skin right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it just a little bit. So, like, the monetization, there's the two currencies, I can't remember what they're called right now. But there's the paid for currency, and then the currency that you can earn through missions, stuff like that. The blue currency, which is, you have to use. The paid to free, or the paid to free currency, converts at a rate of 1, and about 100 of the paid currency is about $1 USD. So I think the most expensive skin outside of, like, the larger bundles you can do is it's a bundle for a skin, and it's other cosmetic sprays, MVP screens, and that's about 2,400, which is about 24 US dollars. I know a lot of people were complaining that $24 is ridiculous for a skin and stuff, but we knew this was coming.
Oh yeah,
we knew this, and that's standard pricing throughout the industry, pretty much. I can't think of another game where games are much cheaper. Maybe, like, League of Legends, but they have 10 million fucking characters at this point. And also, it's not, the game's not as complex 3D wise, like, designed wise as, like, Marvel Rivals. So I can see it, you know, I can see the pricing, and, you know, as someone with money to blow, I'm not too bothered by it. Standard battle passes going forward are going to be $10 about. So
pretty average.
How much is the battle pass right now for season 0?
$5.
Oh, well, shit, I'll drop $5 for that. I was debating. I'm like, I don't really care for anything in this battle pass, but if it's $5, I mean, that's free skins, baby.
Yep. What else did I want to talk about? So do you guys haven't bought the battle pass yet?
I have not bought the battle pass yet.
Nope.
I think I'm about to, though.
All right, because that's what I want to talk about next, is that's progressing the battle pass. That's one of the big problems I have, is so you progress the battle pass through another currency that you earn, the chrono tokens, and you get the chrono tokens from doing daily missions, weekly missions, seasonal missions, story missions, stuff like these. And these missions, I want to talk about these missions. I don't like how you progress the battle pass, because a lot of these missions are like, play Penny Parker on this map and get, like, this many kills or something. And I do not like those kind of mission designs, because I don't like them telling me what to play. I wish the missions were more standard, and that I could just play whoever I want and get the missions done eventually. Or maybe, like, they're just more standard, so I can, if I just play Vanguard, I get the Vanguard missions done. If I play Strategist, I get the Strategist missions, not, like, specific characters. Because call me what you want, and I am a lot of things, but I am not a degenerate Penny fucking Parker main. And I don't want to play that character, you know?
Mm.
So what do you got to think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind, because I guess they're trying to get you to play new characters, which I understand, and maybe they can get people to actually fucking play Vanguard or something, or Strategus. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play Penny Parker, though.
I don't think it'll work.
I've seen so much of her, though. Like, is she good? Is she not? I'm very confused.
We're going to talk about that, yeah. I think she's good.
It seems like it.
She didn't seem very good in the beta, but I see her fucking everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's my problem with the Battle Pass. Missions that the Progressive Battle Pass progress faster, I got to play characters I don't want to play. And I don't like that. The next thing I want to talk about is I was looking through the game. And for each character, there's a proficiency tab. And if you complete the missions and build up the proficiency with the characters, you can unlock certain things for that character. So one of them that's really cool is like an updated portrait. You know that bottom where your name is? It's like if you reach like the knight rank or whatever with that character, it actually changes what your portrait is at the bottom of your screen right by your health bar. A prettier one. And there's also for each character, the higher you get in proficiency with them, you can unlock different kill streak modifier. Like, you know that thing that says, like, quad kill, double kill, that pops up? And that's how it's standard for everybody. Each character, if you reach high enough level with them in their proficiency, you can change that and modify it so that it has, like, their symbol and it changes colors and it changes effects. So, it like, your whole... That's pretty cool.
Changes UI up a little bit. That's pretty smart.
Yeah. I mean, only you can see it, but, you know.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so let's talk about what we think in terms of characters or whatever. What do you guys think is the best characters out there right now?
Jeff. It's Jeff. I love new Jeff.
I have seen so much Jeff, and he is actually, like, good.
He is good. He's decent.
Mm-hmm. I think Jeff is their favorite character in the game, and I say this because every fucking point I feel in the game is designed so that Jeff can jump off the edge. There is an edge on almost every fucking point on the map, and Jeff just fucking gets free kills, free value. And luckily, I play Cloak and Dagger mostly, so like I've realized that this is gonna happen every time that there's a Jeff on the enemy team, so I can cancel his ult with my cloak. And you could just invulnerate and like, yeah. But like, for a lot of characters, there's no counterplay to that. If he hits you with that, then just jumps off the edge and dead. And because he has that fucking heal now, and that increased speed when he goes under, like,
yeah.
Good luck fucking killing him before he just team wipes you, man. I'm sorry. I guess don't play stacked up.
Yeah, don't group up.
Yeah.
All right. What else? What else is a problem character, you think?
I think the fact that Hawkeye is legitimately the only one shot character is gonna eventually become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like somebody is going to complain enough that is like, why is Hawkeye able to one shot? And he's gonna get nerfed down to being like Black Widow, where he does 240 on a headshot.
Well, at least you gotta keep the reticle on him to get the full charge.
It's not even that long. Like, you don't even have to get a full charge, I feel like.
Yeah. No, you don't. I think it's about 75% for a 250. It's for a 300 character, it takes the full 100.
Yeah, but it's... Mm. And also, the fucking explosive darts on Hawkeye feel awful, because there is no range on those whatsoever.
Pretty
explosive
close.
Explosive darts.
Yeah, his arrows that explode. You change the primary fire, and he can shoot three arrows that explode.
Yeah, he's got... it's his second weapon.
I just learned this.
We talked about it in other episodes.
We did talk about when he came out.
Yeah,
I just didn't remember while I'm playing him. That's wild. Okay, well,
yeah,
that's why
have
we
you
do
guys,
these.
Have you guys have you guys done the deflecting with him at all yet? Like
I have tried. It's not easy.
It's not. No, I don't think he can deflect. Or we're gonna have to go into a training range and test it. But I still don't know if he can fucking deflect ultimates. We gotta find out. Like, what if he can just like cancel an Iron Man if he times it right?
Yeah,
that might be what we're doing immediately after this, is going into the training room to figure this out.
But yeah, crazy. Other problem characters. You, I heard you mentioned Penny Parker. I do think Penny Parker has had to receive some kind of buffs. I'm pretty sure during, like, because she's just so fucking strong. If you step into a Penny Parker web, you're dead. It's just like,
yeah, you don't get out. It's really like, it's tough. It's like, damn.
Mm-hmm. In the fucking CC, that's some bullshit. Like, she always fucking webbing me up, man. So fucking annoying. And that's not like a 3-second cooldown where she can just do it again. Just like, haha.
Yeah, every Penny Parker that I see that comes into my games is just W the entire way. They just hold W and there's nothing you can do to stop them.
Mm. Yeah, and I think there's a couple of things like contributing to how strong she is. One, people are still new at the game and they're not shooting deployables. So her like spider drone that like infinitely spawns fucking mines in that area, people don't, and they're invisible too, right? You can't see those mines until you step in the webs. So her mines are just fucking blowing people up left and right. And don't forget, when she's standing on her webs, she gets a movement speed increase and passive healing. That's so she has insane. A lot of sustain. And then when she's standing on, and her webs are everywhere. I feel like when a Penny, like Penny Parker plays more of a Splatoon game than like because like webs are just fucking everywhere, man. And I don't think she has to choose between dropping mines or swiping with the claws anymore. I think her ult just does both now, where she just runs, and I think they changed that. But yeah, I agree. I think Penny Parker's way better than she was in the beta. I think she's probably one of the more problematic tanks. I think she's really strong. Good luck playing dive characters against the Penny Parker. They just set up on point, like right, like next to their healer, and like you're not gonna jump in there on Iron Pit. Like, you know, kill her support? No.
Like, you will die trying.
Yeah. All right. Any other problematic characters you guys see? Do you think?
Scarlet Witch for me, because of the fucking just being able to shrink down to a red thing, a little red dot. She disappears and then she comes back and she's just like, I'm going to suck you off. And you're like, well, I better hope I can hit my shots.
Got to hit the shots.
That high skill ultimate, too.
I think if you die to a Scarlet Witch ultimate, that's on you. I'm gonna say
It's way too long of a cast time.
It's way too long to cast, but you can just like hide, you know?
Yeah.
Stunner, killer. Like, there's like so much. I think her ult's bad. I know a lot of people are complaining about her because like, auto aim, but I don't think she's that bad, honestly. I think in terms of a character like Moira, like she's much more fair. Because Moira, like, zucks people off and heals herself, whereas Scarlet's just zucking you off, you know? Like, okay, she's not healing from it. And if you just dink her, she's dead. But...
My goddamn cats have knocked over the Christmas ornament box. And now they're all over the floor.
I've seen a lot of people thinking Moon Knight is OP.
Really?
Yeah.
I think his damage on his, or off of his onks is pretty fucking insane and should probably be nerfed.
I die around corners to Moon Knights a lot because they just throw the onk, no one kills the onk, and then I just get blasted and die on support. I tried playing Moon Knight and I do not have the success that other people have playing that character. My onks die immediately, which is probably on me, probably just bad placement of them, but also I get instantly dived, and outside of my onk ability I just can't land shots, so got really really slow projectiles. But
it's his onk damage is insane and probably should be tuned down just a hair.
But he also can't headshot off the onk. Like, if he shoots the onk and it bounces off the onk, no headshotting.
Well, he doesn't need the headshot if it's doing, you know, 75 damage a hit.
I don't think it's doing that much, but there are three. He fires projectiles in three, so that's like,
and it still hits like a fucking truck.
I don't know, man. I also see a lot of people complaining about Psylocke being OP, and Psylocke is probably my problem character, I think. And it's not even her base kit; it's just her ultimate for me. As a support player, like, I am automatically targeted during her ult. So I have to, like, specifically say, and like, when I'm playing Luna Snow, for example, and I go to, I'm saving my ult to counter another ult, there'll be, like, times where there's, like, three ults I might have to counter. There's, like, I know the fucking Psylocke has got an ult coming out. I know the Storm's got an ult coming out. I know that someone else has an AO, or, like, a big AoE ult that's coming out. And I have to choose which one I fucking...
Which one will save?
Yeah, and then I just died in the other two after my ult ends. It's like, so yeah, that's what my problem is. It's like, I think her ult does insane damage, and she almost always finds, like, the two squishies in the back line and just kills them with them. That's my problem. I think Psylocke's ult is too strong and skillless. My problem with her. But...
Yeah, I think Psylocke is also probably a little overtuned. Probably needs to come down a little bit. I mean, the fact that her ult moves so slowly... Like, it should give you ample time to get out, but, I mean, two swipes and you're dead, so. Mm-hmm.
It's 140 per blade, I think, per time, per hit.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. So, yeah. What about you, Dehita Worker? Are there any other problematic characters, you think? Or characters you just hate?
Hate-wise? I still fuck Spider-Man till this day. I mean, it's like that in the beta. It's like that now. I don't see him a lot now, though. Honestly, not as much as I did in the beta.
I think maybe just because there's so many people to play.
Yeah, there's so many new characters. I'm liking Captain America. We didn't talk about him, but I'm kind of messing with Captain America a little bit. Mm-hmm. He needs a little more range ability, of course. But
I think he needs more damage. I think he's a wet noodle.
Needs more damage. Yeah.
Like he just saw if you don't have a Thor on your team, you're just not doing damage.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in there, and I think he's super fun to play. Super mobile, hopping around, jumping, yeah. Slamming in, dashing around, throwing shields. All fun stuff, but, like, kill potential's really low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, fun to play, though.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think I have any more problem characters. Just those couple we talked about. I think it's still early in the game, and we'll have to give these developers a shot and see what they, how their balance team functions and like what their notes look like and all that jazz. So let's talk about Ranked. It released tonight, 3 hours ago. If you hit gold in Ranked, you get a skin. They showed it on Twitter if you haven't looked at it. But it's a pretty cool Moon Knight skin. Hitting gold, I don't think it's that hard, so I think most people should be able to do it. But
it's just like what League does. If you hit gold, you get Victorious skin, I think is what it's called. And, you know, once that season's over, then that skin is gone and you can't unlock it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And there's other rewards you get, too. The other two they talked about in Ranked is if you hit Grandmaster, you get a little icon that goes onto your nameplate. And it's like, hey, I hit Grandmaster. And there's also another one for Top 500. So
neat. You
can put that up there. So that's pretty cool. I still want to talk about, and we're just retouching this, and we did this in our first episode, but this is that was way, way back now. And that is the hero ban system only being a diamond and plus. Have you guys changed your stance on that? And remind everybody what your stance is on that.
I had a stance.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
We've talked about it. Like, so for context, hero bans are at diamond up, and how it works is everybody on your team has to be diamond. If a plat player got pulled up to a diamond lobby, no hero bans. But if everybody in the lobby is diamond up, each team gets one hero ban, I think. So I don't think there's anybody in the world that's at diamond yet because it's only been like 3 hours. They might be, but like, but what do you guys think about that? Like having hero bans only at the higher MMRs?
Yeah, I mean, I think you should, if you're going to do it, just do it all around. I mean, maybe it's different at the higher MMRs, but I feel like people would benefit more from a hero ban all around.
So I'm going to disagree because I feel like, and we hear this all the time from developers and stuff, like there's a distinct difference between, you know, your plat and down metas versus what's in diamond and up. And it's, you're gonna get more variety, you know, in your lower tiers, so you can get more experience with that. Whereas once you get to like the highly competitive and diamond and up, you already know what the meta is. You already know who your mains are. So you have to like be able to move into different roles. It doesn't just give you like, oh, this is free low because I'm just going to take, you know, for my instance, I'm just going to take Hawkeye in and just own the lobby. If they ban Hawkeye, it's like, okay, well, what the hell am I going to do? How am I going to prove my skill? So having the ban system at the higher end of play is, I think, good for the game.
I agree a little bit. I still wish that if they're going to introduce into hero a ban system, they should just give it to everybody. Because you're right, the meta is going to be completely different at the lower tiers of play versus the high tier plays. And just for viewers out there, we are very mid.
We are the middest of mid.
We're the
mayors of Midtown.
So like, we might not experience, depending on how competitive the game is, we might not ever experience a hero ban system ourselves, or we might. I don't know. I'm going to try. I'd like to hit diamond. I have no ambitions for top 500 or anything. I'm old as shit and have a career. But
maybe. We got real jobs. We're not content creators.
But I wish that we had the hero ban system. Let's say we are hard stuck bronze, right? And in bronze, the most OP thing in the game is Moon Knight, because we all group up and Moon Knight just shreds us and we can't learn the lesson of not grouping up. or staying stacked, I guess is a better way to say. Definitely group up. maybe not stack against a Moon Knight. And definitely shoot the Ox. But maybe that's a problem at Bronze, right? Where Moon Knight's just absolutely terrorizing that rank. So I think they should be able to ban it occasionally and have a game where they can have a little bit more fun. But that's just what my thought is. So about the launch. That was a successful launch, surprisingly, dude. Like we called servers failing. We've been calling it for months. They didn't. I think there was some issues. I think the biggest issue they had was the shop not working for a while. They fixed it pretty quick, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on it.
Yeah, the shop, you couldn't buy currency for a while, so it took a minute, but I still was able to buy currency first day. I've been having a problem, and I don't know if this is a personal PC problem, but I've seen other people having this problem too, so it might be a game problem, is that the game crashes on me pretty frequently.
I haven't had it crash at all for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I have the game crash at the most inopportune times, halfway through a team fight. I've had it quit in places like that where it's wasn't going to leave the game, but it makes it look like I've been leaving games.
So it might be because I know that you stream a lot, and I know, so I had my task manager up while I had Rivals going, and it eats a ton of your CPU and memory, and so does Streamlabs, I'm assuming you're using. Streamlabs eats a ton of it.
Yeah, set it to priority in task manager and try that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it. That might be it. But I have seen other people having issues with it crashing too. The last thing I really want to talk about in terms of another problem the game must have is lower end PCs absolutely cannot play this game at any decent frame rates. And even
is struggling. I got to get a new graphics card.
Yeah.
He's like, it is like playing a PS2 game.
Yeah, I maintain about 120 FPS, and I can't get past 120 FPS, but I think it might be because my monitor is the limit on my monitor and I can't get past that even, but nothing I do. I turned all my settings down to low, because even with my 4080, which is a good graphics card, it's a really good graphics card, not the best, but it's definitely not a weak card, the fucking thing's huge, is on high graphics, I stuck at 100 FPS. I'm losing 20 FPS and dipping down to 80 on a fucking 4080. So I think optimization is a real big problem, because you have to be rich, I feel like, to play and have a really good computer to play this game on PC and not on console.
I was about to say, if it's any consolation, I just set my FPS to 120 for streaming concerns, but I operate normally with at 150 to 160 frames, and I have everything on high.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's also a 4060. I can try.
I have a 40. No, I have a 4080.
Oh yeah, so you got something going on.
Hang on, let me pull up NVIDIA, and I'll double check.
But yeah, that's a problem. It's a problem. So hopefully they fix that soon and they patch that. There's been some talk that they're trying to patch out some optimization issues. But
my rig, I have a 4080.
Yeah, I see. And I'm stuck at 120. I I can't get, like, when I turn that on to high, it's more like 110 to 80 to 110. Like, it really dips when, like, Doctor Strange catches the portal. So I set everything to low, and I've just been playing on low. Even though I should be able to play this game on fucking ultra, in my opinion.
After this, I'll have you pull up your settings and see if maybe we can't figure it out.
But yeah, so that's a problem that needs to be fixed. That's about all I have, though. What are you guys' final thoughts? Final thoughts about launch and the weekend we've had, and your thoughts of the game so far.
I love it. I'm having a blast.
So far, so better than Overwatch.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Sorry, so, Overwatch. I mean, took a lot of my time. Same.
I'm having a lot of fun. I love that new game feeling, that fresh game. It's fun. I'm super happy Comp is out, and I'm hoping to get a different kind of game experience, especially with the role queue concerns playing Comp than I do, like, regular lobbies, so a quick play lobby. So I have high hopes for that. But as always, that's about all I got. So anything else you guys want to say? And if not, tag yourselves, whatever.
Be prepared for the content. The streams will come alive.
Daddy made you your favorite, open wide.
Wow, that was kind of creepy, but...
Content by Bo Burnham. Have you guys never heard that song?
No.
Yeah, I made you some content. Daddy made you your favorite, open wide.
All right, you're going to get us DMCA. Let's not.
I can cover it. It's fine.
No, we're going to get DMCA. We don't have a YouTube yet.
And yeah,
I was thinking that cover.
Yeah, DeHeater. Yeah. When are we getting the YouTube channel?
I literally had the video made. I asked you for more thumbnail, and you didn't respond to me.
Didn't I send you the thumbnail one time?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. All right, tag yourself.
DeHeater work at Twitch TV, because I actually have it up now. So.
Vance Helsing Gaming on YouTube. I'm probably not going to be on Twitch, unless some things change. So.
All right, and I am Conrad Gunther. You can catch me streaming at twitch.tv/ConradGunther. So we're probably not going to do weekly episodes. Sorry, guys. I just don't think there's enough stuff to talk about. So we're going to try to aim for more of a bi-weekly kind of thing. Let things settle and talk about it. Unless news comes out and we decide we need to take another hour to talk about it on a more weekly basis. But until then, we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Thanks for hanging out. Follow us and subscribe. Our podcast on your podcasting application of choice. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.